Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca misplays the ball. That's an error on Fonseca. Miller moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Buckeye moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Buckeye scores. Jameson moves to third. Summa moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Jameson scores. Summa moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Summa scores. Fonseca moves to third. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Nevers moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to second for the out. Nevers moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckeye hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNulty tags and moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jamieson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nevers, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nevers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNulty. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Miller reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Miller scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson bunts towards first. Sisler fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sisler. Buckeye moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckeye moves to third. Jameson moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckeye tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Wingard pinch runs for Fred Shult. Otis Miller pinch hits for Ernie Nevers. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Wingard moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wingard scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Miller moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Chet Falk now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller misplays the ball. That's an error on Miller. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Pat McNulty. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodapp bunts towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Falk covering. Safe. Sewell scores. Ekrod moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Buckeye takes first base on ball 4. Ekrod moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home to get Ekrod. Hodapp moves to third. Buckeye moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ike Ekrod now playing center field. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller misplays the ball. That's an error on Miller. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 4 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.